Greetings. Today I'm in South Africa. I'm enjoying watching God love His children. He is our Father, and He is our friend, and He is waking up our hearts to be His friends. To know Jesus is to know the presence of Holy Spirit within our lives. Holy Spirit has been sent to us by God our Father in Jesus' name. Through Jesus, we experience the end of our old life to live a new life by His resurrection power within us. John 5:25-27. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son to have life in Himself, and has given Him authority to execute judgment also, because He is the Son of Man. Jesus has judged sin that we might live our lives empowered by the life-giving desires of His Holy Spirit. His sacrifice for our sins was merely the entrance for us to know Him in His salvation. Jesus told His disciples that He would come to them again after His resurrection. This was not just the physical appearance to them after He rose from the dead. It was a coming to them in a way that would exceed how they had known Him while He was physically with them in their world. This was not merely a future event of a second coming of Jesus, but a coming that is increasingly experienced by all who receive His death upon the cross, that they might find His presence in the throne of grace. Hebrews 9:26-28. He then would have to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, once at the end of the ages, He has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for Him, He will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Jesus has put away sin, and He empowers us to live free from the power of sin through our relationship with Him as the body of Christ. Jesus reconciled us to our Heavenly Father. He came so we could see who God really is and who we are meant to be. Jesus' first coming as the Son of Man, Son of God, and second coming as a life-giving Spirit in the first century was the end of the old covenant generation for Israel, extending to all nations of the world in the centuries to follow. His physical first coming as a man of flesh, living soul, enabled Him to become a life-giving Spirit for and in us all. He was the fulfillment of old Adam and the firstborn of a new creation as a last and eternal Adam in the form of an eternal life-giving Spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45, and so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving Spirit. God's mercy justifies us to live, and God's grace working in our lives empowers us to live. Christ's manifest presence in our lives enables us to reign in life. Jesus, as the Son of Man, Son of God, gives us the gift of mercy, a judgment that frees us from the law of sin and death. Jesus, as a life-giving Spirit, gives us His salvation in our lives. That salvation comes to those who eagerly wait for Him. He comes to them as a life-giving Spirit. Hebrews 9:27-28. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for Him, He will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. What does it mean to eagerly wait? The Greek word for wait is the Greek Strong's reference number 553, apekdekomai. It means to expect fully. It is to assiduously and patiently wait for Him to appear. It implies a maintaining of a careful, consistent effort in having a diligent and tireless expectation of His appearance in power and testimony of salvation. Some synonyms for the word assiduously would be to be diligently, attentively, tirelessly, persistently, constantly, continuously, and never-endingly expectant of His appearance in our lives. We eagerly wait for Him to appear. We eagerly wait for His appearing to us when we transition to heaven beyond this world. We eagerly wait for Him to sum up all things and present them to God the Father in the culmination of glory. We also eagerly wait for an appearance of Him as the life-giving Spirit in our lives each and every day. By this, we know Him from glory to glory in our lives. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.